Sunday Live on 91.3 FM Stereo. Sunday Live.
Welcome back, 24 after 7. Keep your messages rolling in 0829-913-913 via WhatsApp. 47913 via SMS. You can give us a call, 021-442-3530. While the non-recognition of Muslim marriages violate the constitutional rights of women and children as March 21 marks Human Rights Day, the South African Law Reform Commission, the SALRC, is calling for comment on the 1-52 discussion paper with the aim of introducing a single marriage statute for South Africa. It comes at a time where the Department of Home Affairs confirmed that its plan to introduce a new draft marriage policy in South Africa in October 2020, but has indicated that the process was delayed due to the coronavirus. Well, joining us online is Dr. Sheikh Munir Abdulrauf, Senior Lecturer and Attorney at the High Court of RSA, Faculty of Law, the Department of Criminal Justice and Procedure, unpacking this discussion. Doc, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
Alhamdulillah, fantastic, fantastic, Sheikh. Well, Sheikh, let's just get some insight. What is the Project 44 single marriage statute?
Yes, shukran. The Project 144, the discussion paper that is currently wanting comment from the South African community is a follow-up from the previous basically a paper that was also presented to the community concerning the two possibilities of regulating marriages within South Africa. So the problem in South Africa is that currently there are three main pieces of legislation that governs marriages within the South African context, and that is the Marriage Act of 1961, the Civil Union Act, and the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act. So none of, as far as from the view of Muslims within the African context is concerned, none of these three pieces of legislation actually gives the South African Muslims the right to have their marriages recognized, as well as the consequences that flow from recognizing this African context. So as a result, there has been a High Court application and a judgment by the Women's Legal Center Trust recently, a few months back, where the Western Cape Division of the High Court then granted an order stating, that was now in 2018, stated that the government and state and president has acted unconstitutionally by not enacting legislation that recognizes Muslim marriages as well as its consequences. That judgment was taken on appeal to the Supreme Court of Appeal, and in that judgment it was a bit different. However, it stated there that a number of pieces of legislation within the South African context, and including parts of the Marriage Act, the Divorce Act, the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, was unconstitutional as it does not provide Muslims the necessary recourse. Now, Parliament was then given 24 months in order to enact legislation that governs Muslim marriages, as well as the consequences that flow therefrom.
Sure.
And on the same time, this is basically where this project committee comes in. And this is probably one of the possibilities. And they're looking at a single marriage statute. So instead of the Marriage Act, the Civil Union Act, the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, and so forth, they're looking at one piece of legislation. This is now a proposal. It is a bill that would govern all marriages, including the Muslim marriages within the South African context. And that is basically currently where we are at.
Sure. Now, how does the current discussion paper accommodate for, or the single statute accommodate for vast differences between traditional and religious sectors? You know, how does the law incorporate all of that? You know, how is it all encompassing, or is it missing something?
Yeah, it's definitely missing something. Mm-hmm. The problem with the current or this Project 144 discussion paper, and there's two draft bills inside mm-hmm. of this paper. It's basically the same, but the names of the first bill is referred to as Draft Bill Protected Relationships Bill, and the second bill basically refers to marriages. Mm-hmm. But the content in both bills are basically, to a large extent, the same. The bills allow for the registration of marriages. Mm-hmm. Right, so it might be any type of marriage, right. Even a life partnership or a civil union, as we may call it, and so forth. But the consequences are not governed in terms of the proposed bill, if mm-hmm. even acted. So the consequences will probably lie in the common law and in other pieces of legislation. The problem with this type of an approach is that those pieces of legislation and the common law are not necessarily in conformity with Islamic law or with the Sharia principles. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that is basically one of the flaws of this bill. Mm-hmm. It is different to the previous attempts by the South African community where we wanted to have Muslim marriages basically registered and basically the consequences as well as registrations would be governed by a piece of statute. The latest attempt was in 2010 or the 2010 version of the Muslim Marriages Bill. But since then, there has not been any forward movement by Parliament in this regard.
I think it's a bit of a lag and to and fro discussion. I think the fact that it's not all encompassing, creates the need for further discussion. What is the relationship at this point in time between the response from the South African community? I mean, there is a difference of opinion as to whether it should be recognized in the first place versus, a lot of people feel that it has to be recognized on the basis of, the number of abuse cases, etc., that meet out from unregistered marriages. But all in all, I mean, even should it be recognized, there's still lots of work to be done, right, Sheikh?
Yeah, definitely. I think that there is a need for Muslim marriages to be recognized mm-hmm. so that especially women and children, they can enforce their rights that flow from an Islamic marriage. Mm. But however, if we have recognition without regulation in terms of Islamic law, mm-hmm. then what are they really giving us? Mm. Because any South African Muslim currently has the choice of entering into a marriage, an Islamic marriage, and then registering that marriage in terms of, or concluding a marriage in terms of the Marriage Act, or in terms of the Civil Union Act. The Recognition of Customary Marriages Act is quite interesting. It only allows for black South Africans. It doesn't allow for any other person. So that is one of the aspects that was found to be unconstitutional in the Supreme Court of Appeal judgment, as well as the alternative relief in the High Court judgment. Yeah, but to answer your question, yes, there is definitely a need for this recognition of the marriages, but it's also a need to have it regulated in terms of Islamic law.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the current status quo of the Supreme Court of Appeal, I understand that, if proceeded, with the current statute, would Muslim marriages automatically fall within community of property? And what are some of the ramifications of that?
Quite interestingly enough, the bill basically says that the parties would have the right to then enter into an antenuptial contract.
Okay.
And the current status of the Marriage Act as well as the Civil Union Act is that if there is no there's no contract between the parties or antenuptial contract between the parties, then the default position is in community of property. So mm-hmm. there's one estate that both parties have, and in the event of death or divorce, that communal or joint property is then divided into two. Mm-hmm. This is different to the position of, I go back to the Muslim Marriages Bill of 2010, that is where they stated that the automatic position is out of community of property without the application of the accrual system. And that is more in line with the default position in terms of Islamic law.
Sure.
And the parties between themselves, they can then decide whether they want to then move away or enter into a partnership agreement and so forth.
Sheikh, just out of curiosity, you know, tackling the law a little bit here, or at least, you know, making room for accommodation. Should traditional marriages be open to other than black individuals? Would that give, you know, Muslim people who are not black, you know, by means of racial inclination, would that make it easier for them to be recognized with all the civil, you know, or constitutional implications for them?
Yeah, well, one of the differences of the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act that is not found in the Civil Union Act and the Marriage Act is that the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, it allows for polygynous marriages.
Okay.
And that is something which is also found within the Muslim community.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're saying that we do have the opportunity or to marry in terms of the Marriage Act, right, and looking also at the problems concerning the regulation and consequences, the problem is that it will only be one of the wives that will be recognized for purposes of the Marriage Act. The black community, however, has the option of entering into a number of marriages as far as polygyny is concerned, but that is not available for other than blacks. And that is what is found to be the problematic as far as the South African constitution is concerned.
So other marriage acts doesn't really recognize polygyny in terms of its structure and makeup. So what would be the more effective/easier approach, getting Muslim marriages recognized in its own individual identity like the MMB, or making inclusion for Muslim marriages under the Customary Marriages Act with some modifications?
Yes, the project committee actually in the issue paper, they gave two options that we should have, that the South African community should have commented on. The first option was an omnibus approach, and the second option was a single statute approach. And I was part of the United Ulama Council team that responded to that. And in that regard, the vast majority basically wanted and was in agreement with an omnibus approach. And that would basically mean that you can have still one piece of statute. However, there might be one chapter for Muslims, one chapter for customary marriages, one chapter for the Jewish community, and so forth and so forth. And that would basically give each and every religious sector or faith sector within the South African context, among other communities, the right to have their distinct laws and principles given effect to within the South African context.
Sure.
I don't know why the project committee basically opted to go for the single statute approach and not for the omnibus approach, which was in the issue paper as a possibility.
Sure. So, if I'm understanding correctly, Sheikh, were there other factions of the greater South African populace that also opted for the single statute as opposed to, you know, the omnibus approach? Or were there other parties that would prefer, you know, just the MMB as opposed to an omnibus approach with individual recognition?
I can only speak from the Muslim community. But in that regard, there were many organizations, like here in the Western Cape, the Muslim Judicial Council, that was in favor of having a Muslim Marriages Bill, a piece of legislation that specifically caters for the Muslim community's needs within the South African context, like in the event of the Civil Union Bill becoming an act. These gays and lesbians, they said that there's no piece of legislation that grants them rights and recourse. And as a consequence, the Parliament then passed legislation that has seen to their needs. And prior to that, in the instance of the black community, they then wanted to have a piece of legislation that governs their marriages, and also allows for polygyny and so forth. And there was lots of debate, both with the Civil Union Bill, as well as with the Recognition of Customary Marriages Bill, before it has been enacted, but nonetheless it went through Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Muslim community, we have been trying for so long already, and comment has been given back to Parliament and to the project committees in this regard, but it does not seem that there's any movement forward. It's only after the High Court decision here in the Western Cape and after the Supreme Court of Appeal that we're actually seeing, but not specifically for the Muslim community, but now this either the omnibus, which is now also not non-existent, as well as the wanting comment with regard to the single marriage statute.
Mm. So, Sheikh, I mean, at this juncture, right, what do you think in the next 2 years or so, given that, you know, the coronavirus has pushed everything a little bit forward and the Supreme Court has given certain time for all these non-exclusionary causes to be rooted out, what can we expect, you know, possibly in the next 2 years in terms of any form of recourse for Muslim marriages being recognized, either through the MMB, either through Customary Marriages Act, either through any which way of the law? What is there positive light at the end of the tunnel?
Quite interestingly enough, the High Court in 2018 granted judgment stating that the Parliament has acted unconstitutional, the President and the State, and so forth. But it granted relief, but only once the 2 years has come to an end. However, when the matter wasn't taken on appeal, so obviously we had to wait for the outcome of the appeal judgment.
Mm-hmm.
In the SCA, however, it also gave a judgment, and it also gave another 2 years for the Parliament and so forth to enact legislation.
Mm-hmm.
However, they never gave interim relief. They gave interim relief within the 2 year period.
Okay.
And that judgment is quite problematic because it could be read in a way, and this is now by asking the question what relief is available to mm-hmm. women and children and so forth that are in Muslim marriages. If you download the judgment of the Supreme Court of Appeal, it states there that any marriage concluded in terms of South Africa African law can be resolved in terms of South African law as well, the Divorce Act and so forth. It also states inside there that the marriage basically will be deemed to be out of community of property. It's not clear as to by default, mm-hmm. if you say out of community of property, mm-hmm. it means with the application of the accrual system,
mm-hmm.
which means that whatever has been accrued within the marriage should be split 50-50.
Sure.
I don't know of any cases that have gone to court based on this Supreme Court of Appeal judgment yet, but within the next 2 years, we'll definitely see, or we might see, some cases pop up where the recourse in terms of the judgment are made use of.
Mm, wonderful. Sheikh, shukran so much for all your contributions towards the cause of, on behalf of UKSA, MJC and other responsible bodies for the Muslim Ummah. Inshallah, we wish you all the best.
Amin, shukran.
Sheikh Munir Abdurrauf speaking to us there, 42 after 7.